go through the Word of God one page at a time sometimes, because that one page will change your life forever. Last week we talked about one word in the Bible. One word, what was that word? Praise. When we praise Him, He sits in this house with us. He enthrones Himself in the house of praises. Amen? That's why we do that. Let's stand up and pray together this morning. The Lord, this brings us to another opportunity. This brings us to the advantage because we came to be with the Lord. And that advantage, the opportunity now is that we draw closer to God. We have that opportunity this morning to let go of things that hold us back. We have the opportunity this morning to just hear His Word and be filled with that strength, be filled with that joy that comes from knowing God and leaning on God and trusting in God. Today we have that chance. We walk into this church this morning. God dressed up, came here. This is your opportunity to draw closer, to be stronger when you need, to know more when you need, and to hunger for more when you need, because it's God who blesses us. It's God who gives us the blessings that we love. So we need to know more about that wonderful and beautiful God. Lord, I ask that hearts be open, that His joy be full, Lord, that the world can hear that in this church, in this building, there is joy, there is praise, there is testimony to you. That will bring the people. In Jesus' name we pray. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. And the one thing that we all need, the one thing that would change the world, one word, love. Amen? If we had love in our hearts, if we love one another, if we show love to each other, if we gave love to the people that we meet, no matter what they do, where they work, the people at McDonald's, the people at Walmart, your friends, your neighbors, your family, if you just give them love, it changes things. Amen? It changes the situation immediately. Stand the same way if you just give them love. Hallelujah. We're going to sing this song. It's not in the book, but I asked my wife to sing this for us today because it goes along with our sermon. It goes along with us walking more and closer to God. Amen.
You ready? When you walk in the church doors this morning, the first thing you see is Miss Kathy with that smile and that lovely voice. It's wonderful.
Amen.
It's wonderful.
And you know, Deacon Bill, he sits back there. I let him know how to get further. He sits back there. He's got, and Miss Pat said, he's got the most wonderful smile. I mean, he's got the most beautiful, loving heart. He's been here. This has been his church for as long as he can think, and he loves it here. And it's great to see people walking in. I know it makes a ton of money. And now he's got two beautiful people standing here next to him.
And he told me that he went to the children's church downstairs.
Now he has somebody with a smile and a warmth to share that with, and it just makes us stronger as a family.
Thank you.
kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And amen. Now you may be seated and give us some joy in the church. And this house. Hallelujah. God first. Amen. God first. God gives. Amen. God is the one who blesses. Amen. God is the one who blesses you with all the things in your heart that you love to do. How many know that? You give him praise for all the things that you say. He's giving you those things, so you need to put him first. Amen. Jim and I were talking about the colors, driving down today from Wood Peacom all the way from Bethlehem. And there's some beautiful trees out in front of our, on our main road. And the whole world looked golden as you drove through them. Amen. Those are his gifts to his children. Amen. But the world doesn't see them, do they? They don't even know that God exists because they won't take a second to realize who's the giver. Amen. God first. Hallelujah. God is the one who blesses. The Bible says to delight yourself in the Lord. That means you have to do something first. Amen. You have to delight yourself in him. And then he will give you the desires of your heart. Does anybody here have any desires that God didn't want God to give you? You got? Okay, well, you know how to do it. Hallelujah. Let's read it together. Psalm number 40. Oh, this word. This is a word in the Bible that I've heard so many pastors and preachers say. When at a harvest where I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. Your God is not asking you to sacrifice one thing. Can you understand? He's not asking you, Chuck, to sacrifice one thing. Nothing. He's going to add. All he wants is for your love. Amen? He wants you to love him. Amen? When you love God, then you start seeing God in everything around you. Your life and people around you change. Amen? Hallelujah. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire. But my ears were open with your love. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust. Put a new song in my mouth. How many have come here and all of a sudden have a new song in your mouth? How many start praising God for different things that you didn't know before? And you start to realize that I can't just sit back and be lethargic because people are moving ahead of me. Amen? People are catching on to the prize of his calling. Amen? People are catching on to what he has for you. The joy of being with the Lord. Amen? Patiently for the Lord. That's the part. That's the part we suffer with. And he brought me up out of a horrible pit. Part of what we're going to talk about today is faith. How many have ever been at the end of their faith? Anybody ever said to themselves, I got nothing left? No, I'm joining you. That's what I'm saying. And I'm going to tell you what the cure is for that. Love. Amen? Hallelujah. Prayer request answered. Right over here. How's your knee?
It's getting there.
Praise the Lord. And that man next to you is a prayer request for me because I love him. And I'm always good to see more men in the room. Thank you, Larry. Prayer request. Christopher, we're not picking on you today. We're rejoicing. We're rejoicing in this church, Second Congregational, because you took the time to come and be with us today. Now, I pray that you get something in you today that says, you know, I probably should go back because there's going to be better things for me. But if you don't come back, I want you to know that we were happy in this church and you made your mother as happy as you could have made her. Nothing you could have given her, no sacrifice you could have done more than to just be with her today. That's called love. Amen? Hallelujah. Deacon Bill sits in the back of the church and he's our protector. But out in the hallway, he's got a smile and everybody says, look at that. He's wonderful. Oh, I love him. He doesn't say much to people. I'm thankful that he joined us for the coffee social last week. Amen? So some people can get to talk. Other people, you might not ever get to talk to downstairs at the coffee social. And that's what makes it so special. That coffee social turned out to be more than we could have hoped for. Brother Frank, how do we say thank you to you? How does a church say thank you to a man who goes and makes a turkey every time?
I know.
How do we say thank you? And such as it is.
So one time I can give everyone the bird, they're happy.
Love. Amen? He woke up in the morning and said, I'm going to make a turkey for the people. Hallelujah. That's called love. That heals the land. Amen. When you see it on TV, and I get angry, and I'm trying not to because the Bible says not to, but I see a lot of pride on TV. I see a lot of hate. I see a lot of finger pointing. I see a lot of blaming. I don't see a whole lot of love. Amen. If those people just love one another and say, you know, let's work together. I don't really agree with this, what we're going to do, but you know, we've got it. Let's see what we can do. Let's all work together. Amen. And if it fails, then we know how to fix it. Amen. I see love. There's love in this church that's not even present today. We got two people. And I want to talk to the board about it. I want you all to know. There's two people, not members of this church. They're both pastors. One of them is Brother Mark's wife, Cindy. The other one is Brother David's wife, Cindy. Amen? You know what they say? Don't worry about downstairs. Don't worry about plates. And you say, we got that under control. When you go downstairs and the table set and all the stuff's out there, it's Cindy and it's Cindy. Amen?
Amen.
Perfect. They're not even members of the church, and they want to be a part of what we're doing here. Amen? That's love. Amen? And I'm just saying openly, we have to do such. Now, I'm not playing favorites. Help me with this, because I'm trying not to be inflexible, but I'm telling you, we have to do something special for them over the holidays. I think those two people deserve to know that this church appreciates their time and attention and giving us so we can have that film. Lorraine, I know, you know, Cindy's your wife, and I'm sorry, but we're still going to have to know.
They work so hard.
And Mark, we can't say enough thank you to Cindy. We just can't. So I want you to know that we need to do more. Amen? That's love. Amen? Love is the greatest gift of all. Love changes things. Love is where you go when you're at the end of your faith. Amen? Let's just pray. I'm going to ask you to take a few minutes and pray. Remember, we're praying for this nation. We're praying for this country. Open eyes to see that God has blessed this country. And those who are against us have to realize that as we pray God blesses us, they're going to be blessed. That's the saddest part of all these people fighting us, fighting our prayers, don't realize that if we get our prayers answered, they partake from that. Amen. That's just prayer to God. We need God to bless this nation, to bless our world, to bless our hearts, to change us back to Him, to turn us back every way He can, at every chance, to draw closer to God. That's the greatest prayer of all. If each and every one of us just draw closer to God, our lives will change, and the things we want in life will change and appear. God will make ways that there aren't any ways. He will make our enemies become our friends if we walk closer to Him. We don't have to pray for all the personal things we want and all the little things. We've got to be like Solomon. Solomon just said, give me wisdom, Lord. Give me wisdom to understand your ways so that I can teach your people, so that I can lead your people. That's all he asked for, just wisdom. And when God granted him the wisdom, he also said, because you did not ask for all this other, I am going to bless you with more than you could have ever imagined. And that's what we are today. We're asking God to come closer to us. We want more wisdom. We want to know him better. We want to let go of the past and the things that keep us in bondage. We want to stand up and praise him. We want to clap. We want to smile. We want to show people who our God is. We don't want to tell people anymore. They don't want to hear it. We need to show. When we do that, the world will change with us. We can't be afraid. We need to be bold with reverence, with respect to who we're praying to. But we need to be bold and stand up and say, I love God and He loves you. And if my prayer gets answered, you're going to be blessed. We need to tell them that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this beautiful day. Opportunity lies today in this church we came here. It's no secret. We're going to read the Word of God. We're going to talk about God. So it's not a secret. We're going to leave here today with more of that medicine that has no side effects except the positive one. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. And we're starting again today to draw closer. Thank you for being around, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. words of my mouth. Praise God this morning, friends. Pastor, I had nothing left. My heart was sad in myself. My tolerance was gone. My peace was gone in the way of my head. Not in my heart. I love God. I love Him. I was praying, but I didn't have that spirit of like we talk about that praise. I prayed in my fight, I prayed in the sacrifice of praise. Well, what kept me going, what was my strength, was love. From my life. Love kept me going. And so I just kept me through. I would say at the end of the day, I don't know how I got through that. I don't want to be selfish, but let me explain that I went out here to go hunting. Hunting is something I've done since I was a little boy. We were going out and learning how. I went out last week and took my bow up, and because I hurt my arm, I did not realize how bad I hurt my arm. Pulling my equipment and working 7 days a week, I picked my bow out of the case and I could not draw it back. Now, there's one thing about bow hunting that you have to do. You have to be able to draw your bow back. And I had this sadness come over me that my wife, who loves me, saw that. And she couldn't fix that. She could, and I tried every day, and I tried all kinds of different things, and I was working at it, and I was in my spirit was so torn, because this is my time. I kept telling her, but you don't understand. In a couple of weeks, I won't be able to hunt for a whole another year. It's not like something happened to my thing, and it'll be better in January. I'll be fine. It was, see, the devil was really on me about it, and I didn't stop believing. And I didn't stop praising God, but I was at the end of my faith. I was where my faith was. She said, it's going to get better. And I said, I know it's going to get better, but I had nothing left. Amen? And just knowing that I couldn't do the one thing that I had done all my life, and the thing I loved. She loved me through it. We did shows every day. We did 2 shows. We did 3 shows one day. And she loved me through the drive. And so I had peace in the drive. I had love in the car. When we sang together, we shared love. And I said to myself, I'm not going to look at her except for anything but love. Amen? And that love carried me through. Sometimes you might even feel alone. Amen? Sometimes you might feel that God's not there, but he's that same kind of love. And at the end of the storm, when the storm is over, then you realize, you look back and you saw that God actually carried you through. I saw that at the end of the storm yesterday when I went to the pro shop and then he saw something that I could finally draw my bow, that I was at the end of the storm. I saw that love carried me through. Amen? Christopher with your mom today. Love was going to, that's going to give her a fire to go farther now. You can fed her. Larry and David coming to our church gives us fire to pray more. Amen? Love carries us through. But it doesn't mean when you're at the end of your faith that you've forgotten about God. Amen? You just reached the end of that level of your faith. Love adds more. Love restores strength. Love carries you through. And at the end of the battle, when the mountain moves, and there's a rainbow, and there's a rainbow. You know what we always say, that there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow? You know what that is, true. But you know what God showed me, what's at the pot? You know what at the end of the rainbow is? There's a pot of faith. I got to the end of the rainbow, and I looked, and there was more faith. God carried me through, love carried me through, my wife carried me through, and I looked, and now I have more faith. I've added to my faith, amen? When you walk through it, and you walk with love, and you stay focused, and you get to the end of it, you have more faith. You have more strength to face another battle, amen? God showed me that love never fails. fails. Can you say that with me? Love never fails. Hallelujah. God first, God this. This church is being blessed by God. Amen. I have faith in this church. We're talking to some folks at the coffee social. I said, you know, we're trying. This whole area, this area that we live in, doesn't even have a regular newspaper, a daily newspaper. Used to have the Evening Sentinel. Anybody remember the Evening Sentinel? Everybody thought, on Monday you get the paper, you can read what happened on Sunday. On Tuesday you get it, you can read what happened on Monday. Now they got a paper that comes out once a week that you already saw the news 65 times. And so you don't even read it. And so we're in a place where we really need to be stronger with each other and bond each other and love each other and like you say, come on every Sunday. It's so important, you know, that for all of us, that we all come on Sunday, and you all do, but I'm just saying, to give you more reason, to get you excited to be here for Sunday, because we need each other, amen? We're in a place that doesn't even have a newspaper. Now, there's three keys to having success in business. Can you tell me those three keys, Mrs. Priscilla?
Location, location, location.
There you go. Location. There's a church in Oxford. It's all lights up. It's beautiful. Assemblies of God. And I drive down there every Sunday and I look and see the parking lot is full. And I said, Lord, I know. I'm happy. I praise that. I'm grateful. That's what I want to see in every church. Amen? Then I come here and I know what we need to do. We need to be stronger. We need to have more faith. And then we can always have faith, but we've got to realize where we're at and what we have to do. They had a big thing for the children last week. Is that last Sunday? They bring for Halloween. The city had a big thing for the children over there on the green for Halloween. We sat there looking and there might have been 15 kids, 20 kids. They had a thing for the Boy Scouts. Oh, sorry, honey.
September 28th.
September 28th, when she broke her wrist. For the Boy Scouts, they sent out over 1,500 flyers, Dave. Flyers, I mean, to families. They sent mailers out to every family. I don't know if it's just early, maybe the whole time. I know they sent out, but Randy sent thousands of flyers. Called up a lot of people. They had 25 people. For the whole day, 30 people, not anybody around. It's frustrating to see. But then I look at this church and I see where we're going. And I just say, we need to just work, keep going, amen? We need to love one another. We need to realize how important the folks to your left and to your right are to be here on a Sunday. We need this fellowship. We need the testimony. We need to draw closer to God. Amen. And you say, well, God, I always believe that a church on fire for God, a church praising God, a church hearing this word right here, we're going to read, I think the people will hear it. They will hear it and they will come. Amen. Maybe there's more we can do, and I know there's more we can do. I said, well, there's a paper and note. Comes out every week. Maybe we should put it at it. Just something. And we love the voices in Sapphire. Comes out every week. Something where everybody reads. So that we can get the word out. Because the valley, we're locked in right here, folks. We are. And I see this and I know we're doing really good. We need to give Him praise for what we have. Amen? Because we're growing as a church. We're growing with people who are smiling, joyful, can't wait to be here. That's the kind of church we want. Amen? We don't want a church full of people who don't want to be here. We want to feed them God's word to make their lives stronger because our lives are getting stronger. Amen? But I want you to be happy about what you're seeing here. I want you to be up about what you're seeing in this church. Amen? Because it's about God and you. And I want you to be encouraged. That's the word. Can you all be encouraged with me this morning? Well, Pastor, what do we do? I'm going to go all the way back to page 23. This will help. I love reading this. This is by Abraham. Back in Genesis. And this is what he did. And this is kind of, when I read this, I realized it. So Abraham departed and lived. Thank you. My place too, see? Abraham passed through the land to the place of Shechem, as far as the tabernacle of Moor, and the Canaanites were there than in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abraham and said, to your descendants, I will give you this land. He's telling Abraham something right where he said, and there he built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. He built an altar to the Lord right there. Amen? And listen to him. And he moved from there to the mountain east of Bethel, and he pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord, and he called on the name of the Lord. So where Abraham journeyed, going on still towards the south. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the Lord said to Abram after Lot had separated from him, lift your eyes down and look for the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which you see, I give you and your descendants forever, and I will name your descendants as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then your descendants also could be numbered. Arise and walk in the land from its length and its width, for I give it to you. Then Abraham moved his tent and went and dwelt in the tabernacle of trees of Mamre, which are in Hebron, and built an altar to the Lord. This is what I'm getting at, so I love reading that. And you have to read it in all context of this. We are called here. We're building a church here. Amen. God called us to build a church here. So we need to build an altar. We're building an altar. Wherever in your life you're going, wherever your job you're building an altar, whatever you're doing in your life, the victories in your life, when you get here, you build an altar. I call it this, and maybe you'll see what I mean. I call it an altar of remembrance. Because when Abraham went back to where he came and stopped, he would stop at a place where he built an altar before and get down and kneel and then pray to God again. Amen? We need to have an altar. You need to have more than one. You see where Abraham did everywhere he went. Maybe it's your job. Maybe it's just your school. Maybe it's whatever you're doing in your life. Maybe in your backyard, you build an altar. So whenever you see it, you remember what God did for you. Amen? You remember where God brought you from. Amen? When he went back there and he prayed at that altar, he remembered that when he was first here, he was a little scared. When he was first here, he was a stranger. So he built an altar. But when he went back and he prayed on that altar again, he prayed there with a different attitude. Amen? He prayed there with reverence and thanks for what God had done. He remembered. Amen? If you could just, and the Bible even says, if you could just remember the things that God has done for you, and just really see that way, your whole world will change right this minute. Amen? You remember. We need to remember the good things. Amen? How do you remember the bad things? You remember your wrist getting broke. You remember the bad. You remember your knee being operated on. Amen? But you got to remember the good. You got to remember the good places God has brought you. The blessings that you receive. The more that you remember what God has done for you, the more faith you have to face those problems. Amen? The more faith you have to walk through the problems, to see the problem, and what the one thing that we need to do it is with love. Amen? With love we do it. Love never fails. Yes? Say that with me. Love never fails. That means no matter what, if you love, love that true love, it brings, it unites the family, it unites the friends, your neighbors, your enemies, and it keeps you here. It keeps you safe right here because this is where it is, in your heart. God is in your heart. He's not in your mind. Remember that God said, I don't even care what you think. I want to know what's in your heart. Amen? He's not a respecter of people. And it's not, what does it say, folks? Lean not on your own what? Because he wants to know what's in your heart. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We need to remember it. As I read that over and over again, I just saw Abraham built. Why are we building an altar? And then I said, of course. He built it so when he went back, he would remember what God had brought him. He would remember what God did for him. Amen? If you forget what God does for you, you're going to forget to talk to him. You're going to forget to give him praise. You're going to forget to lean on him. Amen? The more you see what God has done for you in your life, the more you want that. Amen? My wife, in fact, is friendly. She likes tomato soup and grilled cheese. She remembers that she likes it, so she wants it over and over again. Amen?
It's the same way with God. When you taste how good God is in your life, when you taste what God can do, the difference of your life now and it was 20 years ago, how many people say, Lord, I can't even begin to tell you where I was 25 years ago. I don't even want to think about it, amen? But God got you through it. Wherever you took it in the past, He got you through it. Whatever you said in the past, whatever fights you had, He got you through it. Whatever bills you didn't think you could pay, He got you through it, amen? He brought you to this point. And He's saying, stand with me, walk with me, because I got more for you. He's got more for Second Congregational. I believe it, amen? And I see it, we can do it with love. We can do it with loving each other. The coffee social, so important, more than I could have ever prayed about. Because I hear people say, I talked to somebody I never thought I would talk to, and I got to know more about it. That's the key, amen? Brother Arby's, the Yankee and the Red Sox thing, nobody knows that he did that. Nobody knew that he has that kind of the gift and the talent he has. And people say, I want something like that. People know each other. We help each other. Amen. Brother Arby, I need a Red Sox fan, by the way. I need an other one for Mr. Barry.
We got a season coming. Pray with me today. not protesters. We're not protesters, amen? We are not, we're Christians, we're not protesters. And we don't threaten. But folks, we can stand together and tell these stores and tell these places that we're going to go, Christmas is coming. What's coming? Christmas, amen? Not happy holidays, not, it's Christmas, amen? And we can go to these retail stores in a very respectful way and say, look, we are going to prefer to shop at stores and say Merry Christmas. We're not protesting. We're not saying we're not going to come here. We're just saying to you that we're going to prefer. We're going to bring our money as a preference to stores that will wish me Merry Christmas, that will respect my holiday, respect my faith, respect my morals and my values. Amen? That's all we're going to do. We just want you to know that when we first go out, the first places we're going to look for are places to acknowledge Christmas. You can acknowledge any other holiday you want. You can say happy whatever you want. But I want you all to acknowledge that it's my Savior who was born on this day. It's my Savior who saved me from all this. And I love Him. And I respect Him. And I want you just to understand that this is not a protest or not a threat. People don't come here and shout. I just want you to know first, when you see other stores being blessed because that's where we're going, I want you to know why. Amen. We don't protest. We don't have to do that, but we can do it with our actions, amen?